At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
You are looking live at VSiN Prime Time. Live from the Circus Sportsbook in downtown Las Vegas, here's Tim Murray and Jonathan Von Tobel.
Hour three of VSiN Prime Time on this. I was going to say Football Friday. I guess technically we got the draft going on. Football Friday, but we got big time NBA hoops going on right now. A lot of fun. And we just saw Giannis, as he should be, cheering on his teammates, fired up about a tied game, 104-104, back and forth threes. But you and I were discussing this about the Bucks, and if they were to pull this out, right, down 17 after the first quarter, down I believe as many as 20, and now if they pulled this out, they steal home court. And now you're just looking at more time for the possibility of Giannis playing. Now, he didn't really run at practice. He was listed as doubtful. I don't think anyone really anticipated to play this game. But, man, if they can win this game, Damian Lillard has 28. Chris Middleton is playing very well tonight. He's got 28 points as well. Man, this would be just enormous for Milwaukee. 4 minutes to go in Indianapolis. 104-104 is the score.
Yeah, I mean, and the big thing too, obviously, is so you steal this. You don't want to call it a free roll for game four, but for lack of a better term, we will, in that you get to go out there with lesser stakes as they take a 2-point lead after a Middleton tough jumper. And God forbid they go up 3-1, right, going back home, because that's obviously, you know, it's a 3-1 series lead. If you can end this series early without Giannis Antetokounmpo, you buy a lot more time as to when that second round is going to happen, potentially. We obviously know this is big, but I don't think Giannis – I'm not – given the injury, Tim, and what we know about its history, not only just for Giannis, but just for the injury itself and what we've seen other guys suffer through,
yep.
I feel like he's not coming back in this series. And so, like, this is one where if you go in this series, get yourself up to round two. Maybe he comes back a little bit earlier in the second round if you can make it. But obviously, like, just getting by this series is going to be huge.
Ooh.
But getting him back is going to be even bigger, obviously.
Chris Middleton just missed it. Bunny, man. 106-106, 3 minutes to go in Indianapolis. A really good one going on between the Bucks and the Pacers. Ty Halliburton has 15 assists in this game. And this thing is it's been back and forth. This is, you know, after the start where it looked like it was blowout city, this has been a lot of fun. By the way, I want to point this out real quickly because we just saw Cooper DeJean go to the Philadelphia Eagles and Keon Coleman went to the was the first pick to the Buffalo Bills here in the second round. You mentioned something at the start of the show. Following the day of steam,
sure,
and the two matchups that really steamed up the most at DraftKings, Cooper DeJean versus Kool-Aid McKinstry. Cooper DeJean wins that. He went off minus 265. And then Keon Coleman against Jalen Polk. Keon Coleman minus 265 as well. However, if you just followed the steam, you would have made 0.1 units because A.D. Mitchell was minus 190. Huh. And I'll tell you this, man, A.D. Mitchell, over under, open 17.5, got steamed up. I still bet it at 27.5, bet it again at 28.5. He has not been drafted yet. So serious concerns about whether it was attitude. There was the Bob McGinn, you know, article where he talked to people around the league and scouts, and there was talks about, you know, his diabetes and things like that. We have not seen A.D. Mitchell get drafted yet, so it's been quite the fall for Mitchell. Under 2 minutes to go right now, Indiana-Milwaukee, and it is 106-106. JVT, before this game starts, Dallas here at Circa, out to a 5-point favorite against your Clippers. This game going to start in probably 5 to 10 minutes or so. Total 214. Your thoughts of Clippers-Dallas as it'll tip off here within this hour.
Yeah, Daniel Gafford's going to play, so it's obviously a good sign there for Dallas, who's already not going to have Tim Hardaway Jr. Gafford hasn't been effective, but he has been part of their most effective starting lineup down the stretch. So you obviously want him out there regardless of how he's played through the first two games, and regardless of your small ball lineup being pretty effective with Dwight Powell playing center. So that's obviously big. I think that's why you got that half-point bump here in the last hour or so, is because Gafford was going to be available. But the two things to watch, obviously, Kawhi Leonard, how he's going to play. I know that Zach is on the over there for Kawhi. Getting that game under the belt is massive. And I also think it's just that, how the Clippers are going to come out and defend a lineup which gave them a little bit of trouble in the first two games. That small ball lineup's been somewhat effective for Dallas. But still, Tim, you come into this, offensive rebounding numbers and the rebounding numbers in general in favor of L.A., the net rating numbers in favor of L.A., higher offensive rating through two games in favor of L.A. Like, if you looked at it just through the prism of the numbers, it would tell you that coming out of those two games, you're not feeling, like, too bad, even though you did lose home court if you're the Los Angeles Clippers. So we'll see if they can respond. But as somebody who came into this thinking that, I mean, look, we talked about this, haven't found a single person who thinks the Clippers can come out of this series. They're playing the reincarnation of the 2017 Warriors. I still think the Clippers are being slightly undervalued here.
We've had a bunch of trades. It's impossible to kind of keep up on the latest one that I noticed. The Packers traded out of 41 and traded back to 45 with the Saints. The Saints went up to 41 and drafted Kool-Aid McKinstry. So we have seen now, JVT, a run of these cornerbacks. And I mentioned it before we went to break with Cooper DeJean being the selection by the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles have now drafted Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean, first two selections, cornerbacks. And you noted how poor they were in a secondary point. And, you know, it's interesting because a lot of people expected them to take a corner. They went corner, arguably got the best corner in the draft as they continue to drop. People thought that Howie Roseman was going to have to trade up. He didn't have to. Quinyon Mitchell fell to them at 22, and then he was able to trade up. And it would be curious to see. They'll probably lie and say they were the top two corners on their board. But I think it's possible that they got arguably the two best corners in this draft. I'm saying arguably because, you know, Terrion Arnold and, you know, Quinyon Mitchell were believed to be 1-2, somewhere to that. So interesting draft so far for the Eagles. And then Kool-Aid McKinstry, who dropped a little bit with some questions of injuries. And then Kamari Lassiter just went off. So three straight corners as the Arizona Cardinals are at the clock. We've had a standstill here at 106-106. Curious right now when you look at the total in this one, JVT, because this was a game that was flying over, and ultimately not the case. But now a minute to go, Pacers are in a second chance opportunity here. So we'll see. This game is clearly coming down to the wire, and we're going to get some free throws for the Pacers.
Yes, and also an update as well. The Nashville Predators have just I'll say not taking advantage. I was going to use dirty terms. Not taking advantage of two power plays. So they only have four shots on goal, and now you've got a man in the box. So Vancouver's got a power play here on the road against the Preds. Four shots on goal for Nashville, none for Vancouver. 7:32 left to go in the first.
And that series tied at one game apiece in Nashville tonight. The second period about to get underway in the nation's capital, and the New York Rangers lead the Washington Capitals 2-1. That was a best bet of Jonathan Davis earlier here in the program as he went with the Rangers on the money line. The Las Vegas Raiders are next up. Max Melton, the most recent selection. The Cardinals selected the corner out of Rutgers. So we have seen four consecutive cornerbacks go. So far here in the third, or excuse me, second round, two wide receivers, four defensive tackles at four corners. It's been interesting. No offensive lineman. Kingsley Suamatia from BYU seems to be dropping. JPJ, Jackson Powers Johnson from Oregon, the center, he continues to drop too, as he is, his over-under was 31.5, juiced under, and he just gets selected. The Las Vegas Raiders have selected Jackson Powers Johnson, the center out of Oregon. So Las Vegas has now gone with Brock Bowers in the first, and Jackson Powers Johnson, the center out of Oregon, who was believed to be the top center in this draft class, unless you include the Duke kid, Graham Barton, who believes he could kick inside to center, and then Jackson Powers Johnson.
Also believed to be maybe a little surly, according to rumors. So,
The reason for dropping, the word on the street was didn't interview great.
Yep.
Attitude. Canucks, attitudinal problem.
Canucks take advantage of their power play. They go up 1-0. So he gets to be a Raider, right? That fits, personality-wise. as we're kind of keeping track of everything going on right now, and one opportunity for Pascal Siakam with less than 20 seconds left to go. So a big play here, and maybe, just maybe, might put the dagger in the side of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Oof. Felt like the Bucks had so many chances. I mentioned that bunny that Chris Middleton missed. So big opportunity here. We'll see. See if they'll call on old Dame time to try to tie this thing up.
Well, should also note, too, so this number, it opened up 4, right? And right now you have an N1 opportunity with less than 20 seconds left. These playoff games, you do get some free throws to the bitter end. So maybe something to monitor there at the very least with the opening number for those who had some of that. So, again, as we talk about, hey, closing line value means nothing. Well, if you got in early, you know, you're sweating something out here with the Indiana Pacers, you could get there. So with 19.8 seconds left to go, Pacers up 3 with a free throw coming.
All right, before we hit a break, let's circle back to your best bet of the night, Minnesota Phoenix. Phoenix is laying 5.5. They are a 5-point favorite in the first half. If we've talked about that overpayment that you have to put in, that tax, you think this market has just gone too far. You're going to be stubborn. You're going to fight against the desperation that is Phoenix down 0-2 at home.
Yeah, it's probably not the smartest thing to do in the world. I mean, it's just, again, one of, like we talked about with the situation, how you balance that out and the number itself and whatnot. And I watched those two games when you're talking about them playing in Minnesota, and I feel like the Timberwolves deserve more credit for the way that they were defending in that matchup against the Phoenix Suns. Like that ultimately is what it comes down to. You know, I wrote in the column today where if you look at it, the Suns starting lineup, Tim, it does have a positive net rating. It's still averaging less than a point per possession. It's just that they're giving up a point per possession. Like there's still some real big struggles that they got to figure out here against Minnesota's defense. But we'll see if that's the case. If you push back on some of these, you know, it's kicked you in the face. Other times it's worked. So we'll see if that's going to happen here, because, of course, the Nuggets got the money against the desperate underdog at home yesterday.
And as we hit a break, 109-108, Pacers leading. They have just gotten fouled with 7 seconds to go. Winner for Eric Eager, the first linebacker to be selected, finally goes off the board. Edgerrin Cooper. He heads to the Green Bay Packers at pick number 45.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah.
Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is VSiN Primetime with Tim Murray and Jonathan Von Tobel on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Holy smokes! Man, I laughed when they put this game at 5:30 Eastern, but folks watching it at 8:15 Eastern are getting themselves a dandy. Chris Middleton, with 1.4 seconds to go, ties the game with a three, 111-111, Pacers and Bucks. Oh, by the way, the NFL draft, Jonathan Brooks, your first running back selected, another winner. No big deal for Matt Eumanns, who is in fuego this NFL draft. First running back selected, Jonathan Brooks from Texas. He goes 46th to the Carolina Panthers. But 1.4 seconds to go, Bucks, Pacers, 111 all. Chris Middleton. It's Chris time.
That's right. Middle time.
Mm.
Chris Middle time. That worked?
Sure.
Not as much?
So I'm rewatching this play right now. Why didn't they foul?
It's always the question.
But like they went, they kind of had him and they hand straight up and they just like to foul him. But wow.
I mean, I guess the worry is that the second you go to foul, the guy's going to pull up. And if he hits it, obviously he's going to get the end one opportunity. Like, I don't know, but I'm always a proponent of fouling there. You're up three. So now with 1.4 seconds, you're potentially going to go to overtime. You got 1.4 though, so it's an eternity. You can get a shot off.
And are we going to overtime? We Yep. are. We are going to overtime. So 111-111. I'm going to do a little on-air ask here. Okay. Gentlemen in the back, could we switch the Bucks game down there and the draft up there, please? 111-111 is the score. Your in-game price right now at DraftKings has the Pacers as a 1.5-point favorite. Even money for the Bucks money line, -130 for the Pacers. And we are headed to OT between the Bucks and the Pacers.
Wow. Pushing the start time back, too, for
your Clippers.
Yeah, let's see. 20 minutes back, but I can't wait to see what's going to happen. I mean, obviously, as you mentioned, as somebody who came back right when the market got a little wild on the series price, I would very much like the Milwaukee Bucks to pull this game out here and take a 2-1 series lead heading into game four. So very, very big for Milwaukee here to push this into the extra frames. And I guess it's what they say, though, right? Another Matt Eumannsism, as everybody says. And, overtime is where the dog goes to die, but dog does have some momentum heading into the extra period.
What did this close at?
Sideways?
Six and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, look, if you laid 6.5 with Indiana, is the best case scenario here because, well, at least in the first quarter, you thought you were golden.
It's 111-111.
Yeah.
And, you know, all you overbetters who looked like you were going to do pretty well.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, you're like, good Lord, am I going to lose out on this? Well, I'm not going to say congratulations yet. Crazy things have happened, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say that you're going to get over there.
If Indiana wins 112-111, send me your 223s and I'll send you some $20 bucks back.
Whoa, right? Don't do that. I don't know. Kind of rooting for that now. Could you imagine?
It ends 5 minutes and they don't. They only score one free throw.
Just for the hilarity of it, I would love for this game to stay under in double overtime. Like that would just be just magical.
So we are headed to overtime.
Almost physically possible.
Wow, that is incredible.
Shout out to Chris Middleton, too, by the way. Not only making the shot, Tim, the guy's been nuts today. Like, he's actually having a really good game. You mentioned the
35 points.
Yeah, the little bunny that he missed was like one of the rare ones that he has. He's 14 of 24 from the floor, 35, 9, and 5 for Chris Middleton. So you talk about showing up in a big spot. Chris Middleton's doing just that.
Overtime in Indianapolis, that series even at one game apiece. Coming up momentarily, I don't know, are they going to continue to push this game? Or are they eventually going to start it?
Actually, if you can, ESPNU.
ESPNU.
It just got started on ESPNU. So
worst case scenario for ESPN. They have the draft on ESPN2, so they can't put it on ESPN2. So
You thought they were like, yeah, you know, that's fine. It's a triple header. They're going to be fine. Nope, not the case.
Yeah, so Clippers and Dallas underway. Man, this has been a fun Friday. I don't know how entertaining it has been for all of you listening, because there's just a million things going on right now. Just to recap the draft so far, as I clicked an X on my tab there, Jonathan Brooks, who at I don't know at what point, but he was definitely a plus price to be the first running back selected. He is indeed the first running back selected. He goes 46th to the Carolina Panthers. Right now, the Giants are making their selection at the 47th spot. Also, the first linebacker just went. So back-to-back picks, we saw the first linebacker and then the first running back selected. Edrin Cooper from Texas A&M, your first linebacker, and then your first running back is Jonathan Brooks. And now your first safety, Tyler Newbin from Minnesota. So you're starting to see those weaker positional classes, their best player getting selected here. So the first safety goes off the board. It is Tyler Newbin, and Jacksonville now on the clock.
Yeah, and Chris Middleton on the board again, 113-111.
Whew. Man, it is. Our heads have been on a swivel. All right. We haven't really jumped into it all that much. The Atlanta selection of Michael Penix Jr. I've heard so many different varying cases. I thought Michael Lombardi was really strong last night, just absolutely crushing it. To me, this is not the Packers drafting Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. This is not the Packers drafting Jordan Love, who, by the way, was 21 years old when they selected him. Both Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers had been there for a long time. This is a situation where you as a franchise decided, we are on the doorstep, we believe. We're missing that piece. And if you watched Falcons football last year, yeah, you were, because Desmond Ridder was awful. So you go out and you get Kirk Cousins, believed to be the best free agent on the market. Yes, he's coming off an Achilles tear, but you know what you're getting. You decided to go out and get Kirk Cousins and spend $180 million, 100 of it's guaranteed, $65 million this year in a cap hit, no trade clause. And then with the eighth overall pick, which is an incredibly valuable spot that you have been in for countless years in a row. Last year, you selected Bijan Robinson with the eighth overall pick. You decide to draft a backup quarterback. And I'm not saying that Michael Penix is a career backup, but that is what he's going to be. The decision to go get Kirk Cousins was your belief that we are on the doorstep in a crappy division to win this division and maybe make a run. When we've got Kyle Pitts, we've got Drake London, we've got Bijan Robinson. Our defense stinks. We're sitting there at eight. We could get any defender we want. There were teams calling you to trade up. Reportedly, the Rams wanted to get up there to get Brock Bowers. Reportedly, the Raiders called to get Michael Penix. Reportedly, the Saints called to potentially get Michael Penix. It just doesn't make sense to me. If you're a legitimate franchise drafting the heir apparent of Kirk Cousins in a vacuum, if you were in Minnesota, makes sense, JVT. But for you at eight to draft a guy that's not going to help your football team, it made no sense. You put those two together, that signing of Kirk Cousins and the drafting of Michael Penix at eight, it is one of the most confusing and, dare I say, dumbest things I've seen in the NFL.
Yeah, I agree with the general disagreement, right, when it comes to the pick. The things that I would also add to everything that you've already put that, for me, just doesn't really jive is the immediate response to everybody was, well, okay, he's going to start in 2 years. You can get off of Cousins' contract in 2 years. You still have to pay a little bit of a dead cap from what I understand after the 2 years, but still it's minimal in comparison to the first 2 years. But what if Kirk Cousins is exactly what you want him to be in the first 2 years? What if he is statistically the equivalent of what he's been throughout his career? You make the playoffs both times. Are you just going to automatically move on from him if he's putting up two very good performances and gets you to the postseason? What if he wins a playoff game, God forbid, in the 2 years? It's not automatic that you're going to get out of there. And so if you get to that point where you're talking about him going into his third year of this contract after two very good seasons, what do you do as a team? And even if you decide to roll with him, then we're talking about a Michael Penix who potentially by the time he gets his hands on the starting job could be 27 years old. And on top of that, I know a lot of people would say, well, age doesn't matter when it comes to that. Quarterbacks play well into their 30s. That's fine, whatever. I've heard somebody, a lot of people have said into their 40s. Like, that was one guy, relax. And he was the greatest quarterback of all time. But then you have to be at a point, Tim, where let's say Kirk Cousins performs for the first 3 years. You have 1 year, and then you have to decide whether or not you're going to pick up a fifth-year option on a guy you might not know that much about. And that's, for me, when you add all that together, maybe being 27 by the time he starts, I just don't agree with using eight on that pick. That's the caveat. It's the age, it's the pick, and where you're putting it. Those are the things that I think make it, for me, a negative selection.
And you as a franchise have just put yourself into this predicament come training camp. Kirk Cousins is coming back from an Achilles tear. Michael Penix Jr., you know what he does excellently? Throw the deep ball. All those fans at training camp seeing him zing down to Kyle Pitts or Drake London. Good luck. Good pick, though.
This is VSiN Primetime with Tim Murray and Jonathan Von Tobel on VSiN, the sports betting network.
VSiN.com, plenty of coverage up there, including some analysis for the late games in Major League Baseball and the NBA, and every single bit of coverage you can find for every single sport. Check it out now, VSiN.com.
Wow. The Milwaukee Bucks have done it again.
Nay. Chris Middleton has done it again.
Aaron Nesmith, before he went to break, hit a corner three as time expired on the shot clock. Chris Middleton, who hit a three to force overtime, down three, just hit another three, banked it in, and now with 6 seconds to go, the Pacers have the ball, and they will advance this to half court. This game has been phenomenal. Real quickly, JVT, before we get to Reed Kuhn, update on Clippers-Mavs.
Clippers up 14-12, 5:42 left to go in the first. Only real observation would be is that Kawhi Leonard looks really active. They've run the first few possessions with him. Clearly still in a little bit of a minutes restriction, though, in the regular season. Played all of the first quarter. He is already sat right now here in the first quarter, so that's something to keep an eye on. But generally looks pretty healthy, pretty active, and they are up two.
And we are midway through the second round of the NFL draft. Names that have come off the board just this past couple of moments. Mason Smith, the defensive tackle out of LSU, he goes to Jacksonville at 48. Chris Jenkins, the D tackle out of Michigan, goes 49th to the Bengals. And then Mike Sainristil, I'll get the pronunciation.
Sanskrit, I don't know.
Cornerback out of Michigan, he goes to Washington. All right, let's bring in Reed Kuhn. You can find him on Twitter at Fightnomics. We got a UFC fight night here. And let's jump right into your card. You have a pretty juicy plus money price. So let's jump with the tantalizing plus money option there, Reed.
You're probably talking about Rani Yahya. He's one of the better grapplers on this card. And people who have been following my picks for a while, you know I like a good grappler. Not only can he hang in position for a really long time, he also has submissions. And so now you got to ask yourself, can Victor Henry's takedown defense last? And at bantamweight, I'm not expecting an early knockout. And that gives Rani Yahya some time, hopefully, to weather that early storm and keep attempting those takedowns. Now, Henry does have good takedown defense, but Yahya is one of those guys that's going to string together until he gets you there. And once he gets you there, he's not going to let you go. So that's why at such extreme odds, while you don't normally find me betting on a guy pushing 40 like Yahya is, I love the grapplers, man, and he is a really good grappler. So he's got two paths to victory in a three-round fight. He can wrestle it, or he can find a submission.
All right, let's go to one of the bets you have, and we've had a flip of favorites here between Silva and Lipsky, according to the screen that I'm looking at. So what's behind the move? I had Lipsky opening up as about $1.30 favorite at DraftKings, now plus 136.
Yeah, when I first looked at this, Silva was actually an underdog, and it came out as like, bright lights flashing, play this bet. Now, since then, the odds have flipped. She's now a favorite. I don't see as much value, obviously, in the play with the line moving, but I still see a little bit of value in her as a favorite. And again, it's the grappling. I think she is the younger, fresher fighter here. But in terms of her career, but she's also been submitting people like crazy. And so that just tells me she is one of these really superlative fighters in one way with all these submissions. And that's definitely a good path to victory against Lipsky, who probably prefers to keep this at a distance and keep this on the feet. So I think Lipsky is going to be uncomfortable once it gets to the ground. And that's why I like Silva there.
So this was, you think this is just a case of the market mispricing the fighters as opposed to there being an event why this market flipped, right?
Yeah, it flipped pretty early, and okay. I would have been behind that, you know, before the limits went up. Lipsky just has a better name recognition, and she is an established good fighter, but I think she's fighting someone who is really, really good at getting you to the ground and submitting you, and I think the market saw that.
Reed Kuhn, you can find him on Twitter, at Fightnomics, joining us here on VSiN Primetime. Jonathan Pierce, laying around $1.50 right now, as my board has frozen up, but Jonathan Pierce, a slight favorite in UFC Fight Night tomorrow. What interests you about the favorite here?
Yeah, again, it's the grappling. Pierce is maybe a little bit smaller, a little bit older, and his striking metrics certainly don't look as good as David Onama. David Onama is extremely accurate, although fairly limited so far in his career to date. And the takedown defense, only 46% for Onama. I think that's not even average, to be honest. And his ground control metric is even worse. It's way below average. So Jonathan Pierce has a very obvious path to victory. He's attempting takedowns at a furious rate. He lands them at an above average clip. And then once he gets you there, he's holding you there for a long time. And he has submission. So we've got a lot of grappler plays on this card. And at this price, I like Pierce as kind of my best value play.
So I know we have a lot more fights on this card, but I thought one thing that stuck out to me, the heavyweight bout on the prelims, Machado and Mays, we also had another flip of favorites here. Well, why would that be? As we're now looking at Machado, who opened up plus 140, now minus 120.
Heavyweights are volatile. And I don't have enough data to run the model on these guys. But when maybe they're looking at recent knockout history, but this is a weight class where one punch matters. And so you can find those edges if you think one guy has a speed advantage or maybe one guy's damaged goods. Those are often areas where I think might get overlooked on first pass. And then when you revisit it, you might see some value there. But honestly, I'm not betting this one because I don't have visibility.
All right, before we get you out of here too, I mean, it's obviously a card that with not a lot of recognizable names. Are there any fights that are still worth highlighting or any prices that are still worth attacking at this point?
I like Euros Medic against Tim Means. I mean, first of all, we got a 9-year age differential. Tim Means is one of the oldest people still in the UFC, but also kind of damaged goods at this point. Like, he's taken some shots. He's suffered 4 knockdowns to date, and Euros Medic happens to be a knockout specialist. He's probably one of the hardest hitters on this card, even though he's only at welterweight. He's just very good at finding the chin and putting people down, and that does not bode well for a guy like Tim Means, whose durability is probably questionable at this point in his career. I think that's why there's a lot of chalk on Euros Medic. His price, I think, has gone up. He's another guy I was backing early. I may have to back off the price because Tim Means is, he's the dirty bird. He's kind of a grinder, and if he survives, he can sneak one out, but I just don't like this matchup for him. So that's another one there. The main event, though, is too much of a toss-up. You got confounding factors here with both guys getting rebooked on short notice, coming off of losses. I don't even have their most recent data. I'm, still catching up. So this is a fight I'm going to pass when it gets to the main event, but I think there's better value elsewhere.
Reed, always appreciate a man. Reed Kuhn at Fightnomics. A recap, Rani Yahya, nice plus 330 price. Kareem Silva, minus $1.60. Jonathan Pierce, minus $1.50. All prices around that, various books. Reed, appreciate it. Enjoy the fight tomorrow night.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Wow. And Reed is great. He always deserves a wow, but a wow to the finish of Pacers Bucks. 118-118 was the score. Chris Middleton hit a 3 to tie it. Timeout called by the Pacers. Ty Halliburton got a head of steam, got past Patrick Beverly, put up a floater, and won. 121-118. Chris Middleton, desperation 3 from the corner with a hand in his face, comes up off the mark. And the Indiana Pacers now have a two games to one lead, JVT, in this series. And the Bucks showed a lot of fight. forced overtime with a big three from Chris Middleton. Chris Middleton was absolutely phenomenal in this game, but they come up short, and now they are going to be incredibly desperate come Sunday against the Pacers in Indianapolis.
Yeah, and I think the big takeaway, too, is, you know, zigzag bettors are having themselves a postseason. In this postseason, it's been a pretty good year. For those who like to just blindly follow that zigzag theory, Tim, you look at this series alone where Milwaukee comes out in game one, wins, obviously covers in that matchup. Game two, Indiana comes out, wins the game outright as a small underdog. And then here in game three, Bucks end up losing the game, but of course stay well inside six and a half points. And even the opening number of four to end up at least covering here. So if you played the zigzag, you're perfect so far. And for the postseason, it's been a winning record so far. So we'll see if that holds up so far in this postseason. Again, the play would be the Clippers would be the zigzag in this matchup. They're up 16-14. And then the Phoenix Suns would be the zigzag there between them and Minnesota.
Clippers up 16-14 right now, as you just alluded to, 3 minutes to go. The New York Rangers have now taken a 3-1 lead over the Washington Capitals in Game 3 of that series. 4:20 to go in the second period. The long wait for Adonai Mitchell, the wide receiver out of Texas, is over. He has been selected with the 52nd pick of the NFL draft. He is headed to your Indianapolis Colts. So the Colts, when you look at what they've done so far, they had their pick of any defensive player at 15. They grabbed Laiatu Latu out of UCLA, which was a nice cash for the two of us. And now Adonai Mitchell, who's over under, opened 17.5, closed 27.5. He goes at 52. To the Indianapolis Colts.
If you're just going by perceived value, right, of where the
great
guys,
value
yeah, right, the Colts were projected to land, the Colts have knocked this draft out of the park so far with both of these selections. So obviously, you don't know if they're going to pan out, but just by the perception of where their original players were supposed to end up, this one's great for the Indianapolis Colts. By the way, Luka Doncic dealing with something, bent over at the scorer's table.
Whew. Been a busy show. We'll put a bow on it all. We'll get you a final thought on Timberwolves and Suns, which will tip off around 10:30 Eastern tonight. Recap what has gone down so far in the NFL draft as well. Once again, Pacers in overtime, 121-118 winners.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is VSiN Primetime with Tim Murray and Jonathan Von Tobel on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Mason Plumlee will make you make those noises. From the play-in tournament to the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Same-game parlays, live betting, odds, boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use code VSIN. New customers bet $5. Get $200 bonus in bonus bets instantly. Check it out now. Code VSIN. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Woo! It's been a busy show. Hopefully, it's been entertaining. It's we've done some reenactments of draft rooms. We've given our thoughts on the Falcons.
We've laughed. We've loved.
We've cried. By the way, the market of the second tight end selected has just come to roost. Ben Sinnott from Kansas State, who was as high as plus 370, I saw today. He comes home, and he will be the second tight end selected. That market came to fruition after Brock Bowers went, of course, first. And that was not really a market because we all knew he was going to be the first tight end selected. So a lot to update you folks on real quickly. Let's do the most pressing. Pacers winners in overtime, 121-118. I don't have to pay out anyone's under 223s because they do score 17 points in overtime. So over hits because of overtime. And the dog does still cover, so the overtime does not crush the dog here. And 121-118, Bucks do get the cover of the 6.5-point spread that closed. Mm-hmm. How about this? Tyrese Halliburton's over-under on points tonight, 17.5. He finishes with 18 with an and one with 1.7 seconds to go in overtime. Tyrese Halliburton, one of 12 from three. Not so great.
No.
But 18 points, 16 assists. He did have a triple-double, 10 rebounds. Pacers now up 2-1.
And one thing does cash here. The Los Angeles Clippers, both plus the points and, of course, on the money line, if you bet it, win the first quarter, 23-18. They will take that lead into the second quarter there against the Dallas Mavericks. Total 41 points in that first quarter. My screen won't load, so I can't tell you if that's over or under, and I can't remember. So. By the way, I looked up
what
some...
What is up with our screen tonight? I've been struggling. I was trying to get the fight odds for Reed just a moment ago.
You guys maybe have gotten me on something here because I had forgotten about this. But as a very big, and I don't think this is rare, I think probably all of us, if you watch like 5 seconds of basketball, are. I'm a very big Anthony Edwards fan. And so now that you guys have refreshed in my mind the movie Hustle, with Anthony Edwards as Kermit Wiltz.
Yes.
I might have to go back in there and watch this because I looked up some of the lines from Anthony Edwards and this guy's great. I can't wait to watch this.
Yeah. So also still to come tonight. Let's revisit your bet. You are on the Minnesota Timberwolves as that game will tip off later on this evening as part of the triple header.
Don't let me down, Kermit.
5.5 is the number. Why are you looking to back the Minnesota Timberwolves here?
I'm a glutton for punishment because, look, everybody and their mothers is on this side, right, which makes some sense. And you're back home, you're desperate, all of those sort of things. But, you know, I'm a person that in the big picture, Tim, has believed in this Minnesota Timberwolves team for a while. I do think that they're a legitimate threat to upend Denver in the next round should they make it there. Don't want to assume anything, even though you're up 2-0. I've seen plenty of teams blow 2-0 leads. So I think that Minnesota is just a team that the market kind of needs to put themselves behind a little bit more. And the market has been really high on Phoenix for a while, but Phoenix was one of the worst cover teams in the NBA. They're a team that I think we have plenty of evidence that shows maybe they're a little overvalued. I do think that when you look at certain matchups, it works in their favor. I know that Zach brought up the Grayson Allen shutting down Anthony Edwards. I do think that that's a matchup that still works in favor of Anthony Edwards as well. So I think all of this put together, you know, we got up to like six, and I think it's just a little too high. So we'll be a glutton for punishment. Back these boys here today, the Minnesota Timberwolves on the road against the Phoenix Suns. Dangerous, dangerous.
All right. Let's update you where we stand on the NFL draft. Let's run through them real quickly. The first pick of the second round was to the Buffalo Bills. They did not trade out, and they selected Keon Coleman out of Florida State. We had a very quick run of wide receivers. Ladd McConkey goes 34, so he cashes plus money in his matchup against Adonai Mitchell, which was one of the three matchups out there for the second round at DraftKings, and also hits his under here at Circa at 34.5. Other notable names that went: Johnny Newton, he goes 36th to the Washington Commanders. Jalen Polk from Washington, he goes 37th to the New England Patriots. The Los Angeles Rams added another Florida State Seminole. They got in the first round Jared Verse at number 19. At number 39, they traded up to get Braden Fisk. We finally saw Cooper DeJean go at number 40. Eagles traded up to get Cooper DeJean, the corner out of Iowa. So the first two selections selections from the Eagles were corners. Quinyon Mitchell yesterday out of Toledo. Cooper DeJean out of Iowa. Cooper DeJean ahead of Kool-Aid McKinstry was also a market that got steamed up to minus 265. Speaking of Kool-Aid McKinstry, he went 41st to the New Orleans Saints. Jackson Powers Johnson, who was falling, over-under was 31.5, juiced under, and he ultimately goes 44th to the Las Vegas Raiders. First linebacker selected, Edgerrin Cooper, 45th overall. He goes to the Green Bay Packers. First running back selected, Jonathan Brooks out of Texas. He goes 46th to the Carolina Panthers. First safety selected, Tyler Newbin out of Minnesota. He goes 47th. We also saw Adonai Mitchell finally go off the board at 52. He goes to JBT's beloved Indianapolis Colts. And just a moment ago, Ben Sinnott is your second tight end selected. So first one today, the tight end out of Kansas State goes 53rd to the Washington Commanders, who, by the way, still have not drafted an offensive lineman. The belief was Washington was trying to get back into the first round yesterday to get a offensive lineman. Apparently, they were gunning for James Morgan, who went 25th to the Green Bay Packers. So Washington, through three picks tonight, or three picks through the draft, has not selected an offensive tackle, which they were believed to be in the market for. So Washington's two selections, a corner and now a tight end in the second round. So there we go. We are up to date on the draft. How are we looking here? Luka Doncic went out. He is back in, though, for them.
Yeah, Clippers still throwing doubles at him, swinging around. The Mavericks just hit their first three of the game, now one of nine from three-point range. It is 26-23 for the Los Angeles Clippers. Interesting note that we'll have to watch develop here. Kawhi Leonard's still not back out on the floor, so haven't seen anything to update that, but a transition bucket has the Mavericks only down by one. So we will wait to see when Kawhi finds his way back into this matchup for the Los Angeles Clippers. Got four games tomorrow, too.
We do. Let's run through them. By the way, the SGP fellas coming up on the other side of the break. I saw them getting ready in their studio. So tomorrow we have, let me pull up the old DraftKings handy dandy website here, as we have four games, as you alluded to, tomorrow. We'll go in chronological order. The Magic laying two against the Cleveland Cavaliers in this one, and the total at 201.5. So we saw a little bit of an uptick because this was what? 199 in game four.
It got bet up before, but yeah. So I think it ended up closing 201.5, somewhere in that range. So it does make some sense. I mean, and not only just this game here, as we're at 201.5 for this, but all of these games, Tim, as we kind of mentioned, right? This game for Indiana, Milwaukee. Yes, it takes overtime to get over the total, but it was a game that looked like in regulation was on its way over from a pace standpoint. You look at the matchup tomorrow between the Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat. That total is like 202.5. So we had this really big rush of unders. And for anybody who doesn't remember, over the weekend in the first two games of the postseason, unders went 6-2. You had about three games that went under by nearly 30 points. So it was really, really extreme. So we've seen the market react in a really big way. But now you're starting to kind of see this pushback. Last 2 days, 4-1 to the over. Yet another one over today. So that's 5-1 in the last six playoff games. This matchup between L.A. and Dallas isn't exactly trending over. So we'll see if that's going to be the case, if it does. But regardless, I think we're kind of at this point with all of these games, Tim, where it's going to be pretty interesting to see if, as a whole, maybe it is time to start buying in on some of these overs now, because not only do you get this market push, but I also think part of the theory is that these guys are going to get used to playing this physical style of basketball. They're going to get used to not playing with some of these foul calls, and that offense is going to start. So I think that we're probably at the point where now we're going to start to see these overs come in and maybe an adjustment back the other way. That's what I'm really watching for this weekend.
So we got Orlando and Cleveland, Oklahoma City and New Orleans. We got that 0-2 situation here. New Orleans catching one against the Thunder. So that game two, closed 7.5. Thunder blew them out. So now you're looking like it is a change of 8.5. If you're talking about 3, 4.5. So you're saying we're paying a 2-point tax here, right?
It seems like that's the case, but I think Zach put it really well. The Thunder are going to be really prepared. Like, they're very, very well coached. They have these small ball lineups. Like, they, when they throw those small ball lineups out there and they just spread this team out, they were absolutely destroying them in that second quarter, especially in that last game. Thunder really never let the Pelicans back get into it. I think there's a lot of matchups that work in their favor here.
Lakers Nuggets, do the Lakers get swept?
Yeah, it's over.
Adios, Lakers. Adios to you. Up next, the SGP boys live. They're coming up here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.